Hi there. I'm so thankful that you joined us for the Morning Mindset. This is Kerry Green. And if you are new to the Morning Mindset, welcome. I'm so thankful that you're here. It is an opportunity for us every day when we wake or when we get started for the day, whatever that looks like for you, we have the opportunity to get our minds aligned with the truth of God, which is why I produce the Morning Mindset. It's an opportunity for us to come together around the real source of truth, the Word of God, to guide ourselves and inform ourselves in how to think and how to live and how to behave in this day. That's the purpose of the Morning Mindset. I hope that's why you're here. If not, listen, maybe you'll see what we mean by the time we're done with this episode. All right, we have been wrapping up Romans chapter 7, and I promise you today we really are going to wrap it up. There's just so much here. We could just keep talking and keep talking, but we need to move on. And Romans 7 is going to wrap up with some hopefulness after the Apostle Paul has described this ongoing struggle that we all relate to. And what he has concluded in Romans chapter 7 is that our true identity in Jesus Christ, as believers who trust in Jesus for our salvation, our identity is that we love the law of God. We want our lives to reflect God's love and God's law in everything we do. But there is a war going on, and it is between our redeemed self and the desires we have and what he calls the power of sin that dwells in our members. And by members, he means the members of our mortal body. There is an unredeemed aspect of our bodies where sin still has a foothold. And he says, because of that struggle, we are, the word he chooses is wretched, which means miserable. We're just miserable because of this fight that's going on all the time. And he asks a very important question at the end of verse 24. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Who's going to give me the opportunity to get out of this struggle? And verse 25 is where he answers. He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, it's like he's giving us his conclusion. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh, notice he's referring again to the human body when he uses that word flesh, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. He's saying all this description that I've given you of the battle that goes on inside of you and how it happens, all of that was for the sake of coming to this conclusion that we need to understand. I myself, the real me, the one that Jesus has created as a new creation, I serve the law of God with my mind. That's my intention. That's my motive. That's my desire. That's what I want to think on and see permeate the way that I live. But in my flesh, in this body, I serve the law of sin. It just keeps happening and it keeps happening. And he hinted right there at the beginning of verse 25, where the solution to that problem comes from. He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, not only in the future, when Jesus returns and we are resurrected if we've already died, or we are taken up to meet him in the air if we're still alive, we are going to receive a new body, which is the final jettison of all of the power of sin in our lives. And we are going to be given a new body that lives entirely and fully and in a sanctified way for God himself. So the real us is going to finally be truly fulfilled. But also in this life, we have the opportunity through the knowledge Paul has just given us to fight this battle in a different way with a new kind of approach. Because now we understand the sin that comes out of us and the sin that we struggle with is not us. It's from the power of sin. Our new identity is steeped in Christ. And so the reason that matters is because what you believe is what's going to fuel your behavior. So if you think of yourself as a son or a daughter of God, one who is redeemed by the power of Jesus, one who he says has overcome, then when sin comes up, when the opportunity to sin comes up, we're able to say, no, I don't do that anymore. That's not who I am. I'm not that kind of person. You see, and those kinds of statements are powerful because they're based in truth. They're based in the reality of what Jesus has done and enable us at times to live more consistently with the true desire of our heart to please God. Father, help us today to remember this truth, first of all, and secondly, to walk in it in power, to be able in the moment of temptation or struggle to say, no, I am not that kind of person. I am a new, redeemed, full of Jesus person who is able to conquer right now. Lord Jesus, help us do it. In your name we pray.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.